sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with what seems to be a very caffeinated Becky Ivins.
That's probably true. Rare form this morning, right?
You have been in rare form pre-show, so it should be a good one today.
Well, we are talking about the same thing we talked about last week, but more in depth. And that is why people stop making mortgage payments and what are their options when they do. And to recap this, I want to tell you what we had last week. We ask you for a free certificate, which, by the way, if you're listening and did not get your certificate, it's because I forgot to mail them out. So I will mail them out, though. So I just wanted to let you know, yes, you did win a certificate and I will mail it out. But I've got more. Casa Perico free lunch certificates. So I've got three. If you want to call in and tell me why people would stop making their mortgage payments, there is one major one that we did not get last week. Here's what we covered: divorce, job loss, health or medical issues, identity theft, death. Okay, so if you can think of another reason people would stop making their payments, I want you to call in and be a part of our conversation, and that is at
840-1000. That's 405-840-1000. And if you want to go back and listen to last week's show, it is up on podcast. You can subscribe wherever you subscribe to podcasts, through iTunes, through the iHeartMedia app, Spotify, and others.
But if you're in a hardship situation, it really... I mean, if there's any way you can keep making your mortgage payments, you should do that. And if you fall behind, what do? Dean, we've got here Matt McLean, SWBC Mortgage. Good morning, Matt. What do you do if you fall behind?
Well, we talked about this last week, and you'll hear it probably throughout this show as well. But the first step is... call your servicer. Call the company that you are making your mortgage payments to and begin, initiate that dialogue.
Okay. And then let's get a little deeper than that. I mean, what are the options?
In terms of when you get to that point?
When you get to the point of not having the money to make that payment.
Yeah, so you know, the conversation, that initial phone call with your servicer is likely going to consist of, number one, do we feel like it's a short-term issue? Is it a long-term issue? They're going to ask you very similar questions to what you were asked when you applied for the loan. They want to know your job, your situation, your income. They'll want to know your assets, so they can make an evaluation and make a determination on perhaps what might be the best option. So, you know, it begins as simple as, if you miss one or two payments, there might be a repayment plan associated with that. If it's a longer term issue, then we get into forbearance. We get into forbearing payments. It can be from anywhere from 3 months up to 18 months. There are a number of options that will be discussed.
Well, and they kind of care whether your situation is temporary or permanent, right?
Very, very important, yes.
And if it's temporary, that repayment plan or capitalizing that debt on the back of the mortgage, like maybe you've skipped payment and you need to tack some extra months onto the back of your mortgage, that's an option sometimes.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. How about military, though? I mean, when they PCS, permanent change of station, what happens if they can't sell their house? And they can't make the payment because they can't pay twice?
Yeah, so there are options for the veteran and with the VA loan program to do what we call, it's referred to as a pre-foreclosure or a short sale. Or if that's not the issue, then you want to be calling Mark and Becky and their team and putting your home on the market and list it for sale.
Right. And in order to get a short sale, you have to have good reason to get a short sale, but you have to attempt to sell your house. I mean, in order to sell it short, you got to sell it, right?
Right.
So
we have Dennis on the line with us. Dennis, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Becky.
Hey, good morning, Dennis. How are you today?
Well, we'll see here just in a minute.
Okay.
Okay, you said you have three more coupons. I'm going to go for all three.
Oh, okay.
Ready?
Go for it, Dennis.
Okay, here you go. I have a friend, and now he can't make payments on the house that he needs to sell.
Okay.
So it's just like the one you just talked about, the PCS military. Now, the other one is and was actual, this is from experience, I couldn't get work, I'm a contractor, but during COVID.
Right. And COVID's kind of a special situation, right? Because a lot of industries didn't let you work. I mean, my son owns a fitness gym, and they had to close down during the COVID. So that didn't mean they didn't have to pay rent, didn't have to pay utilities, didn't have to pay everything that they were paying before except for salaries, which they did continue to do that. Thank goodness they had a little bit of money in the bank. But, it was very difficult during COVID. So, okay. So
okay, are you ready for my other one?
I am.
I have two more.
Okay.
Okay. Drug addiction is a big one.
Yeah.
Or alcoholism. So, and you might group that into mental, but I didn't hear mental health. I heard medical. But actually, drug addiction could be more emotional than mental. Or is emotional part of mental? I don't know. But that's another one. Those are my three, and then there's one more.
You've got a bonus one, Dennis? Okay, let's go for it.
PTSD-type situations that progressively get worse. And that would, again, be mental. So, anyway, those are my four.
Well, and we still have one. Really big glaring one that we are wanting to find. Dennis, hang on. We're going to get your information and
hang on the line. Dennis and Mike Gannon, our great producer, will get your information. And we have Rodney is on the line. Rodney, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Rodney, what's another reason?
I paid my house off. And quit paying mortgage payments.
I love it.
A perfect scenario. Congratulations, Rodney. We want to give you a free lunch, so you hang on, okay?
I love that, Rodney. That's great. It's a great place for us to take a break. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.
NMLS number
1197740.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here with one of our money men, Matt McLean, continuing the conversation about what happens when people stop making their house payments.
Well, and okay, we had a couple of folks win their free lunch. I've got another one.
So you can call in at 405-840-1000. That's 405-840-1000 and join the conversation with us.
And we do have one major one that we need to talk about. So call in, get your free lunch, and tell us why, other than divorce, job loss, health issues, whether mental, physical, emotional, identity theft, death. What else did we have, Mark?
We had with COVID.
COVID was a big one. And PCS. PTSD.
Yep.
Which is all medical, mental.
And then we had health. One good one. You've paid off your home loan.
You paid off your home loan, so you stopped making your mortgage payments. I love one. But there's still a couple of major ones out there. So if you think of them, give us a call. And if you don't think of them, we're going to tell you. So
during this time, are there scams out there that kind of prey on people that are heading into this kind
of? Unfortunately, Mark, there are. And if you're like me, probably one of the first things you'll do is Google this issue, right? And there are people out there that want to make a dollar off of this unfortunate situation. So I will tell you, you won't have to pay a dime to your servicer for engaging them and beginning that dialogue and going through the process. So, yeah, absolutely, you need to be careful. If you engage a third party and you're asked to pay for that service, it really is something that you don't have to do or shouldn't have to do.
Well, and HUD, if it's a does it have to be a HUD loan in order for the HUD financial counselor to step in there?
Yeah, great question. No, it doesn't. So a HUD approved counselor is available to anyone and everyone.
That's a great resource for people, and they just need to go to the HUD website.
Yeah, or just go to Google and Google HUD approved counseling agencies, for instance, in the Oklahoma City metro area. And I can't tell you exactly how many there are, but there are several.
Yeah.
And they don't charge.
They do not charge.
So if you're asked to pay money of any kind for counseling because you can't make your mortgage payment, you're probably going to get scammed.
Yeah, be very wary.
Yeah. Okay. What other warning signs are there that it could be a scam?
Yeah, so some notes that I made. If you're asked to pay up front, which we talked about that, the company guarantees it will get it can get the terms of your mortgage reduced or changed. It guarantees you won't lose your home. You're instructed to send your payments to someone else other than your servicer. That
never, ever, ever do that.
Yeah.
Not good. You're told to stop paying your mortgage payments. Perhaps you're in a position where you still can, and you're told, quit making your payments. They won't take action unless you stop making payments. So, just be very sensitive.
And then the company offers to do a forensic audit. What's a forensic audit?
Good question. I don't know.
Oh, they just make that up and they charge you for it?
Perhaps, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Forensic audit. I'm assuming that's the gathering of the financial information. So, which you're going to go through that process anyway with your servicer, but I assume that's what that is.
It's a pretty simple process, actually. I've helped a lot of people on short sales over the years.
Yeah, it is. It's very simple. Likely it can be done online through an application or some completion of form online. And then again, that will begin the process and the dialogue.
Boy, this is a part of, unfortunately, real estate that just angers me is, and it's part of all life, of that when someone has a weak point, there are people who will prey
on
that weak point. Mm-hmm.
They definitely look for it, right? And kind of be careful. And if someone starts using a name that sounds like it's a government agency or the logo looks very much like a government agency, go to that government agency's website and look at the actual logo, because folks try to portray that they are official, and you can get scammed pretty easily that way.
We have Jerry on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, how are you, Jerry?
Well, enough about me. How y'all doing?
I'm pretty frisky today. So.
That's what I heard. I'm trying to catch up with that being caffeinated.
Yeah, so, there you go.
Bear with
me. Do you have a reason?
I want to take a guess.
Go ahead, Jerry.
I just want to take a guess at your deal. I was thinking maybe overwhelming environmental concerns that maybe didn't fall under the umbrella of your insurance, and people were just overwhelmed.
Wow, that's a good one, Jerry.
Overwhelming environmental concerns. Now, help. Are you talking about maybe mold or termites or something?
Mold, yeah.
Well, I was thinking more on the lines of, I know I can't think of the name of the city here in Oklahoma, but they literally shut the town down and moved everybody out because of some contamination in the soil or something like that. That's what spurred me to think of it.
Was that Stillwater?
No.
Well, okay. I don't remember the name of the town. It was years ago that they shut it down. And
right.
There was like a big federal lawsuit over it and everything. People still trying to get paid.
Yeah, the old Silkwood movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. And the thing is, that is, boy, we definitely need to buy you lunch. That's a great one.
I think that's a dinger right there.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jerry.
Hang on the line, Jerry. We have Ellie. Ellie is on the line with us. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning.
Hey, Ellie, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We're doing great. What kind of reason can you think of that someone would stop making their mortgage payment?
If they are in jail or incarcerated.
Oh, my gosh. There you go. Hitting that nail right on the head.
They caught me.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, that's a real concern.
It is, right.
Because you don't get money from your job when you're in jail. And it ruins people's lives, even if they're not convicted, because it ends up that they probably lose their house.
Yeah.
A lot of times people are in jail. Sometimes I get amazed. I love to watch true crime. I get real amazed at how long someone can sit in jail or in prison waiting for a trial. It's just, 3-4 years, and what's their family doing all this time? Well, they're moving to a cheap apartment because they're losing their house,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Boy, Ellie, that's a good one. Thank you for your call.
Hang on the line, Ellie. Mike Gannon, we with you, and we have on the line Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing? Becky, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay, Becky. I have no complaints.
Okay.
I was going to tell you that the only thing that I can think of is if you want to move, just quit paying, and eventually somebody will throw you out. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Well, I will
take a year or two.
That is, you've kind of hit on...
You're on an area.
Area that is very close to what I'm thinking of. And that,
we have one more. We have one more person on the line. Just hang on, Mark.
You're going to get a free lunch.
All right. Ann, good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
How are you today, Ann?
Oh, I'm well. I'm enjoying the program. Sounds like you guys are good, too.
Yes. We're having a good time on a very tough subject, I might add. Why would someone stop making a mortgage payment?
Well, I was thinking if they are incapacitated somehow, had a stroke or something like that and aren't able to take care of their affairs and don't have the legal documents in place that someone, would have the ability to take over powers of attorney and things like that.
That is a great point, Anne. And we've kind of covered things like health and mental health issues. Mm-hmm. However, someone, their health may go down. I mean, and maybe they do have a stroke and they can't communicate. but mm-hmm. they have not put anything in place for someone else to be able to actually right. write a check for them to make that house payment. They may even have the money.
Right. That's a yes. that's a big one.
And have no durable power of attorney.
And hang on the line. Mike Gannon's going to get your information with you. And that's a big one that we talk with Ron Shalhot, your attorney at law, that, and if you want to go back and listen to Ron, we have different times that we have talked about having the right documentation in place.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, well, we've got more to talk about with Matt McLean with SWBC Mortgage. And if you want to call Matt and talk to him about something, it is 405-858-7770. Or
you can go to BeckyIvins.com. You'll see Becky's favorites, and SWBC Mortgage is right there at the top, right there. This week has been a week for us, Matt, where you've helped a client of mine who had to miss a payment, and it has come back. And we'll be talking about that when we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Becky Ivins and with Matt McLean from SWBC Mortgage. It's time for our word of the day. Is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
How about short sale? We talk about short sale, but have we really defined it?
Is that when the realtor's short? Is that what?
Yeah, well, no.
There's no short sales around here.
That's all I would be doing if that's the case. Okay, a short sale is when a lender, a mortgage lender, agrees to accept a mortgage payoff amount that is less than what's owed in order to facilitate a sale of a property. So by a financially distressed owner, okay? So really, the way I define that's what I found online, okay? The way I define it is selling the property short of enough money to pay off the mortgage.
Mm.
And the lender agrees to that. So that's what a short sale is. So, Dean, I'm looking right okay. at you. I know it's Matt. Matt, what is... the repercussions of a short sale, and when do they approve them and when do they deny them?
Yeah, so there are multiple parts to this issue, Becky. First of all, you have to have a good real estate team representing yourself, right? Like you and Mark and your team. And then secondly, it's engagement with the servicer, who you're making your payments to. And sometimes that servicer will have to engage either the investor or the insurer, like a private mortgage insurance company or FHA or VA. So there could be as many as four pieces to a short sale. Now, you're selling your home for less than what's owed against it, right? So let's say you sell it for $200, you owe $250, so there's a difference of $50,000. It is possible that you're going to be asked to pay back that $50,000. We call it a deficiency, right? And they may do that in terms of a lump sum. They may do that in terms of a repayment plan. It really will depend on the circumstance of the client or the borrower.
Do you know, I've done many short sales over the years, and I've only had one that was with the right of collecting a deficiency judgment. Most of them that in your agreement of the short sale, you can negotiate for without deficiency judgment. Now, the lender doesn't have to accept that, but they usually do.
Right.
In my experience.
Right.
And the reason they do is because most mortgages are insured or guaranteed, right?
Yeah, that is correct. So, I mean, and I would have to agree with you. Rarely do you see a deficiency associated with a short sale. And, you know, you brought up a very good point. This is a legal process, right? So it will be detailed and there will be documentation. There will be agreements that are executed by both lender and the client and the borrower. So yeah, you'll know up front if you're agreeing to a deficiency or some settlement payment.
If you read your document.
Right.
And I want to tell you, you need to read that document because there's also an IRS and a tax ramification of a short sale where you are given... Is it a 1099 or 1099-R or something like that?
Yeah, it is a 1099, yes.
Okay. To where if they forgive $30,000, you get a 1099 to where you have to pay taxes on that as though it were income.
Right. Right.
Now, that's not as bad as it might sound because they, at least in the past, have let you... It's kind of treated that like a windfall income and spread it out over a 5-year period to where it doesn't put you in a totally new tax bracket. But that's a real thing on the taxes. So
could be an issue, yes.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, if you couldn't pay before, you're not
right.
going to be able to pay your taxes on extra income, right?
Exactly, right.
This is one of those areas that the National Association of Realtors, NAR, has a certification for real estate agents that has short sale and foreclosure resource, SFR Certified Realtor, which you are, Becky.
Well, am I?
I believe I know you are.
I have a lot of designations.
Because it's one of the ones that I looked on your, because I looked at all the certifications you have. And I go, okay, which one do I want to go after next? And so that was one of the ones, I think this last year, that I had.
Well, I was going to say I could probably teach that course, but I have a lot of designations behind my name, and I do that for a reason. I do seek education. I want to know what's going on out there and how that is going to affect my clients and how I can better help them.
So in short sales, in this past 2 years, we really have not had short sales.
There have
very
been some,
many.
But they have been due to maybe the death of maybe someone's in there in the house and it is the death of a spouse. So instead of two Social Security checks, they now have one and cannot afford to make the house payment.
Mm.
You can die. I did a short sale. Within the last couple of years, on someone died and had a reverse mortgage on the house. And it was owned by a trust, the house was, and the trustee worked with me to create a short sale rather than let it just go back as a foreclosure. And that was nice. So, but it wasn't much of a short sale, frankly.
Yeah.
I think it was like $20,000 on a $300,000 house. So that's not that much of a short sale, but it's still short. Someone's got to pay that, right? So, or get it forgiven.
So that's kind of part of real estate that there's always situations or typically situations that these things come about. But one of the things that I hope you're hearing is it's not the end of the world. There is things that can be done. You have to talk to your lenders. There's resources out there. This last week, Matt helped me with a client of mine who closed on a house that they had a mispayment and a restructure previously, and their lender that they had used before wouldn't, and they were of military background, wouldn't go forward with them
anymore. I'll tell you what. The you would think that if you've had a house payment with one lender for 20 years and never missed a payment, that they might want your business again. They often will have a higher interest rate than their competing lender down the street, and they show no loyalty whatsoever. And that is confusing to me as to why someone would have paid, missed one payment because, I mean, we have had COVID and that lack of income and stuff, but then they choose, the lender chooses not to to finance these people on a different home. And I mean, Matt, you guys look at the whole picture, don't you?
We do. And you know, this one, as Mark mentioned, this one was a bit of a challenge, but we were able to work through that and get some letters of explanation. And yeah, we were fortunate that we could help this family and the entire family.
Yeah. So if you've been through something and you're not sure when you'll be available to purchase a home, I just encourage you, call SWBC. Have that conversation. That way you have a game plan.
Well, and, you know, we're going to talk about this when we come back from our break. But what happens if you just want to give your house back to the lender? So
I just don't want it anymore.
There you
go. We'll talk about that when we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, and it is time for our Smoking Hot Deals. Our Smoking Hot Deals are brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn and on 63rd, just west of Meridian. Casa Perico Mexican Grill, also coming to
UConn. Yeah, in about a month.
Yeah, we're excited about
that. 5 or 6 weeks, actually.
We're excited about that. We have two Smoking Hot Deals for you. The first is located in Cottonwood Farms.
It's at, isn't it, 99004?
Northwest 82nd Street. Your ability to remember addresses baffles me.
Do you know, I don't know, it just resonates with me. But that house is a three-car garage. It's about 2150 square feet or so. And it's a true four-bedroom plus the flex room, which the current homeowner's using as an office. The previous homeowner used it as a dining room. Nice big dining area in the kitchen and huge back patio that's covered. So, and I've forgotten how much that's, I think it's $339.
It is $339.9, exactly. You if you want to take a virtual walkthrough of that house or any of our listings, you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on search listings. And we have an amazing 3D camera that you can do a virtual walkthrough from anywhere, including your mobile device. We have one more Smoking Hot Deal, and this one is a coming soon, around the corner. It just was.
Now, I have a question for you. Is it coming soon officially?
It is not an officially. It's going to be on the market.
Okay.
Coming
because
up.
Because we have rules, right?
Right.
For, because we have a category in our multiple listing service called coming soon. And if you have a coming soon, you cannot market that property prior to an agent being able to sell it, except for just saying in the multi-list, it's coming soon. So.
Right. This is on in the Warwick Hills area on Northwest 40th. And it's going to be about 1,700 square feet. It was originally built in 1927. It's been updated several times through the years.
I would say that's a good thing, 1927. It's still got some character from 1927.
It is. So if any of those are ringing a bell for you, you can give us a call at the office at 405-722-3232 or just go online to BeckyIvins.com and you can click on a form right there and send this message.
There you go. Okay. We have got somebody, let's just say, this is hypothetical. We've got somebody that just quits making their mortgage payment for various reasons, but let's just say the reason is because they know they can't sell it for the amount of money they owe on it. So they just quit making mortgage payments. How long does it take to get them out of that house for the mortgage company to say, hey, dude, you quit making payments, you got to leave?
Yeah, so I think you're referring to the foreclosure process.
Right.
Yeah, unfortunate. And again, I mentioned last week that nobody wins when a foreclosure is associated with a property. But, and again, I'm not a lawyer, right? But Oklahoma is a judicial state, and it takes several months to complete a foreclosure process. And if it's a contested foreclosure, or perhaps contested and layered with a bankruptcy, it could be up to 2 years, Becky.
That's too bad for the mortgage company that actually put out the money to
It's a huge issue.
We talked about short sales, but on a foreclosure, you can. There's a couple different types of foreclosures also. Judicial foreclosure, and then there is a deed in lieu of foreclosure. Yes. How does that work?
A deed in lieu of foreclosures is certainly something your servicer is going to discuss with you. And that is a process. It's a legal process, but it's a process of you deeding the property back to the lender, back to the servicer, in lieu of going through the foreclosure process.
And that term, back to, is really an incorrect term, isn't it? Because they never had title to that property, the lender.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean,
very
but
fair. Yes. Yeah.
But we all use that same term.
Right.
Well, as signing the deed back over to the mortgage company. Well, the mortgage company didn't own that property when you purchased it. It was another owner of the property.
No, you're right. So depending on loan type, it would either go back to the investor, or it, if it's an FHA loan, it goes back to HUD. If it's a VA loan, it goes back to the Veterans Administration.
And how does the mortgage company recover from that? Is there some sort of an insurance policy?
Again, we're in depending on loan type, right? So on a conventional loan, depending on how much was put down, it's highly possible that we have what we call private mortgage insurance. So their lender will file a claim with the private mortgage insurance company. If it's an FHA loan, then there's insurance with the Department of Housing, with HUD. If it's a VA loan, there's a VA guarantee associated with the VA loan.
That's the good thing about a VA loan is you don't have to pay for the insurance, the private mortgage insurance or the mortgage insurance protection. What,
correct,
you know,
right.
That you do with other types of loans. So, but they still, but the VA still guarantees the lender the top 25% of what's borrowed, right?
Correct. That is correct.
Roughly.
Yes.
There's exceptions to that. There's exceptions to almost everything. So we never say never.
Right.
We always say sometimes.
Yeah.
Most often. Likely.
So after these events, how long does someone have to wait prior to being able to purchase?
Yeah, great question, Mark. So
after a foreclosure, for instance,
or even a short sale. So let's tackle foreclosure, right? And you've gone through that process; it's completed. If you're wanting to reapply and buy a home on a conventional loan, you have to have you'll have to wait 7 years. If you're applying for a conventional loan, if you're applying for an FHA loan, it's a 3-year wait period. And if you're applying for a VA loan, it is a 2-year wait period.
Excuse and me. There's different types of bankruptcies. So let's talk about it. Once you file bankruptcy, how long do you have to wait?
You know, again, it's by loan type, but on a conventional loan, if you file the Chapter 7, then there is a 4-year wait, and that is from date of discharge, not date of when you file, but date of when that bankruptcy is discharged. If you file the Chapter 13, there's a 2-year wait from discharge. and 4 years from disposal if there's a property involved. On an FHA loan, there's a two-year wait from discharge on a Chapter 7. On a Chapter 13, it's a one-year wait period. And on a VA loan, Chapter 7 is a 2 years, and Chapter 13 is a 1 year, similar to an FHA loan.
Okay. And then short sale, is it the same as a foreclosure, or are there different time periods?
Yeah, so there's different waiting periods for short sales. So on a conventional loan, there's a four-year wait. On an FHA loan, there's a three-year wait. And on a VA, there's a two-year wait.
And that's wait from what?
From when that short sale is completed.
Okay, the date of the deed was signed.
That's right.
To sign it back over to the lender. See, that's what we say. Yeah. But signing right. The deed over to the lender so the lender can then sell the property. And those are called REOs. And that's another whole show, I think. REO stands for real estate owned by a lender, right?
And also my favorite classic rock band.
Oh, there you go, Speedwagon.
So it kind of brings us back to full circle, because really the key to this is conversation with your lender.
Absolutely critical, Mark. If as soon as you know that there's an issue, you need to reach out to your lender.
So if you have a family member, friend, coworker, someone that you know is going to be going through this, needs this, you can share this through podcast. And we encourage you to just share that and encourage them, talk to their lender.
Well, tell them to call us, and we will tell them what to do.
We will help
how to
them.
Handle this, because eventually, if you can't make your payments for a long period of time, the property has to be sold.
Yeah.
And we can help with that, but we can also tell you what your options are in the meantime and kind of give you a lot of direction.
Being proactive is a lot better than being reactive with this. Thanks for being with us today, Matt McLean.
Thank you very much.
Great stuff with you and Dean Riddell last week. It was great. Thank you, Becky. Thanks, listeners, and thanks for your call in. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.